Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, also brought to you by Big Bang Sound, hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, what is the best time for personal growth? What is the best time for personal growth? Duh. Right now. There's no time to wait. There's no time to wait for personal growth. You think personal growth is going to wait for you? Absolutely not. It's not going to wait for you. It's just going to pass you by like each day. It's just going to pass you by. You're going to wake up and you're going to go to sleep and wake up and go to sleep every single day and never actually doing anything in life. That's your choice. Because everything that we do are choices. Choices that we make. We have a choice, choices to go out and create, or we have a choice to stay within our own swallower of pain and gloom and doom, or we can release that. Because personal growth is many different aspects. Personal growth is personal growth. It means within yourself to grow into this human being that has inner peace. So you're growing within without. So growing within to grow out. And this is one of those sort of interesting thoughts. You know, personal growth has been around for thousands of years. People growing their minds, expanding their minds. It goes back millennium. So it starts with a thought. The thought is who we are. And if we truly believe that our thoughts create our feelings, that create our actions in life, that have an outcome of how we feel, how we react to situations in our lives. So for example, if you have a thought that, boy, that's terrible out in the world. Donald Trump, for example, is a terrible human being putting the wall up in the Mexican border. He's a terrible man, but that's what your belief is. It means you have pain around that, or whoever it may be that you're disliking in life. That's his choice. I make my own choices in life. If you don't want to listen to him, turn off the TV. Turn off the radio and learn from within yourself. Start meditating. Start creating inner peace, inner growth. Start learning some of these tools, meditational tools, affirmation tools, creating your affirmations towards your inner health, peace, and well-being in life. Stop thinking about what other people are doing. How about think about yourself first? Because I just did that other the podcast just previous about addicted to approval. How about the same thing, we're also always looking at the other person. How about look at ourselves? So personal growth starts with ourselves. No one else. You know, people can say, oh, Donald Trump needs a hair adjustment. Well, he maybe does, but I don't think he really cares. He's one person that doesn't really care what other people think of him. And you may think that's arrogant or ignorant or whatever it may be. It doesn't matter what he says. It doesn't matter what he does. It matters what you do in life. It matters. And you, if you have a question towards people that are in front of you about what they're doing, you can ask them. So why do you think that's a positive influence on this world, on your life? How does it better your life? How does it better the universe or the creation of this world? And if their answer is, I don't care, then that's, accept their answer. Look within. Start asking yourself those personal questions about who you are, not about other people. But you can ask questions. But ask yourself first, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? You should sit there in a, for example, a dark room. Okay? Sit in a dark room and ask yourself and do some meditation on who you are and why you're here. And if you can answer these questions to yourself, why you're here, what is my purpose? What is my stream towards success in life? How do I get to that higher vibration of energy that I'm always creating a positive energy vibration, no matter if you're challenging people, asking questions towards people, or producing that question towards yourself? The time is now for personal growth. That's your choice. I'm just a vessel. I can speak my mind on this podcast because it's my podcast. People's choice what they want to do. It's my choice to speak the truth. If you want to sit there and in your squalor, in your pain, that's your choice. But I know it's possible. I believe it's possible for inner growth to grow into this successful mind, higher vibration of thinking. But it's up to people. It's up to ourselves to make those choices. Because we do have choices in life. We all have choices to eat. We have no choice but to sleep. If we don't drink water, we die. We don't sleep, we die. We don't eat, we die. So how about if we thought about personal growth as food that we can grow? I'm not saying we're going to die if we don't have personal growth. But we're actually going to create this inner pain within ourselves. And imagine passing on to the next life happiness. And you can take that towards your next life and improve on that happiness in your next life. Because we're always improving in life. I believe so. Always improving. We'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth. One step forward, never one step backwards. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back to the recap. Number one. When is it time? Number one, when is it time for personal growth? Time is now. Time is now. Remember, there's a clock ticking somewhere. And you have an internal clock. Number two, we have an internal clock. Time is ticking towards your future, into your next life. Do you want to take negativity into your next life? That's fantastic. But know that you are taking it there. Number three, don't worry about what other people are doing. Do your own personal growth within yourself. That those issues do not bother you anymore. Number four, take 100% responsibility for your life. Stop blaming. Create. Remember, always create the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.